You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Monday, April 8th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Denise Oliver from the Washington School. And Denise, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's a busy week over there for you guys.
It is a busy week. It's one of our favorite days of the year when we have kindergarten roundup, when we welcome some new families and families who have been in our school readiness program to tell them all about what kindergarten is offered, how kindergarten is offered here in Crookston Public Schools.
So it's going to be an exciting date coming up on Wednesday. And so what's going to be going on?
So kindergarten roundup is from 3:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. Registration starts at 3:15. And people will get a chance to take their child's picture with Albert the kindergarten bear, which has been a big tradition in Crookston. They'll also get a chance to tell their intentions of their kindergartner, whether they're going to send them to kindergarten, whether they're just exploring kindergarten in Crookston Public Schools. And sometimes we have new families come to kindergarten roundup as well. So they will get a chance to see who the kindergarten teachers are. They'll be able to tour the kindergarten, some of the kindergarten classrooms, and they'll end the day with a ride on the school bus together. So it's a fast and furious 1 hour, because the first 20 minutes or so is a parent meeting. The kids separate and go to the classrooms with the kindergarten teachers. The parents stay back and we talk about what their journey for kindergarten is like at Crookston Public Schools. They'll receive a book that's called The Parent Guide to Our Kindergarten Journey. And in that book is everything that we've put together that's important to us as a kindergarten team. And in there will be contact information if parents have any further questions or want to know more than what they see in the book. They'll get to see what a typical daily schedule would be for a kindergartner in our school. Parents will learn ways that they can help their child transition to kindergarten, which is a really big deal, because even if they've been in preschool at Washington School, that transition to kindergarten, it's a new teacher, a new set of classmates, and transitioning to kindergarten, making that transition as smooth as possible is a goal of ours. Parents will also learn about the requirements, like we require them to bring in a birth certificate, to have specific immunizations, which are required through the state of Minnesota. So all of those things are things we talk about, because once you come to Kindergarten Roundup and you've said to us, yes, our child will be attending Crookston Public Schools, then we also have an all-school registration day in August that we don't want people to miss. So even though you come to Kindergarten Roundup, you've filled out some registration paperwork, that doesn't mean that journey for registering is over. It continues on Thursday, August 15th, and it's a special day because the kids find out who their kindergarten teachers are that day. And then the parents also sign up for a time that day to meet their teacher before school starts. So again, all these little things that we do are important to that transition to kindergarten. We also talk about parent testimonials. We've had parents write testimonials of why Crookston Public Schools is a great place to send your child to kindergarten. So we'll be able to share some of those things with the parents as well. We have a whole panel of people that come there. We have our superintendent of schools, Dr. Berquist, will be there. He will be greeting the parents. He will be talking about transition of kindergartners to Highland School next year. That is new in our school district. Washington School will remain open for all of our early childhood programs, from ECFE to our school readiness programs. Kindergarten will transition over to Highland. So Highland will become a kindergarten through grade 5 building. So Dr. Berquist will talk a little bit about that. We will have our school nurse there that will remind parents of the required immunizations their children need before they start kindergarten. We'll have the transportation director, Rick Niemela, there, who talks about what busing is like at Crookston Public Schools. And that is usually the parents' number one concern. How do you transport my child safely to school every day on the bus? And then our administrative assistants are there, all of our teachers, all of our instructional aides in our kindergarten classrooms. So parents will get to meet all the people involved with their child during the school year.
So earlier you had mentioned the transition from preschool to kindergarten. That's a really big jump. So what exactly do you mean by that when it's, you know, such a giant transition? Is it just a big jump for the students or for the parents, for both? What did you mean exactly by that?
I think part of that is their age. You know, they're still 5 years old, 5 and 6 years old. And anytime change happens, some people embrace change and it's not a big deal. Other children have a little bit more difficulty with change, so it takes them a little while to transition into kindergarten. Kindergarten from preschool is a jump curriculum-wise. There's a lot of rigor in kindergarten. The state of Minnesota has standards for early childhood, standards for kindergarten, and the standards for kindergarten and early childhood are very different. It's more rigorous. And so sometimes that rigor is difficult and a challenge for kids as well. So all of those little things that we do for transitioning, we hope will help them when they arrive to school on the very first day. One of the most important parts of the transition, I think, is the Meet the Teacher Day, where the families sign up for a time to go in as a family. They get to meet their teacher, get to know her, she gets to know you. You get to see where your locker is. The child sees where their table spot is. And the teacher gets a chance to talk to the parents about what are their goals for their child in kindergarten? What are their strengths? What are your areas that you are concerned about for your child? And those important conversations are a big part of the start to that year, so that teacher can start to develop relationships with that family and build those trusting relationships with the children as well.
How important is it to have the parents and the kids kind of come into the school well in advance and kind of build those, you know, core positive memories at the beginning, so then once school eventually starts, it's more of a, hey, this is a positive, you know, learning environment. They're, as you mentioned, more comfortable with the teacher, meeting them, and all around it feels like there's a lot of opportunities to kind of have a good building block of positivity heading into the school year.
It's extremely important that parents bring their kids to meet the teacher, because I think it sends a really strong message that we're in this together. Between the parents and the school, we're partners in that child's education. So to be able to have the family together with the teacher, with the child, sends the message to the child that we care about you, we care about your education, but we care about you as a person. We want this to be a great experience for you. And so it's extremely important that Meet the Teacher Day.
And then you also mentioned that there's going to be some transportation as well. That's going to be taking place with the kids on the bus. So are the kids riding the bus? Are the parents riding the bus? What does that look like here for the roundup?
At kindergarten roundup, at the very end of the night, the last like 10 minutes of the night, the parents and the kids will all get on the bus together. And they'll ride around the block a couple times. Some kids are very familiar with the bus because they ride the bus as preschoolers. Some kids have never ridden the bus before, and that's a big deal to them. Sometimes that's their favorite part. If you ask them, what's your favorite part of Roundup? And they might say, the school bus. So, yes, and it's good for the parents to get on the bus with them. Again, it's another part of that transition to kindergarten. We're not sure if they're all going to ride the bus, but sometime during their careers, whether we're going on a field trip, going to a park together, during the school year. They're going to be riding the bus, so it's always good for kids to have that experience.
Yeah, so it's a very important day, and again, that's going to be coming up this Wednesday.
Correct.
So do people need to sign up in advance for this? Do they show up? What's the what goes on there?
So we did send out letters to all people in Crookston whose kids are eligible for kindergarten this year. If we missed you, it's because we don't know about you or we don't have you on our list. So if you haven't received a letter or an invitation, you can just show up. You do not have to have a letter. You do not have to have an invitation to come on Wednesday. That's for anyone who wants to find out about our program. Let's say families have decided or maybe not decided yet where they want to send their children, or they're planning on sending their child to a different school other than Crookston Public Schools. We still encourage you to come, because you come to Roundup doesn't say that you're going to come to our school, but what it does is it gives parents the information they need to make that educated decision on what program would be the best fit for their child. So we encourage anyone and everyone that has a kindergarten eligible student to come to Kindergarten Roundup and learn more about our school. I think it's important when you're making those big decisions that you get as much information as you can to figure out, again, what is the best fit for your child.
And then we had also talked a little bit, you know, not just the transition from going from preschool to kindergarten, but also the transition that the school district is going to have with all the K through five in the same building, too. Is that another important reason as to why people should show up to Roundup?
I think because of that change, it will just give them some more information. I know that there will be more transition meetings coming in August. And maybe, you know, that will be something that will be planned through the Highland Elementary School. But those transition meetings and all of those things, again, will give people more information. I know people may have concerns about their kindergartner going to Highland, or maybe they're excited about their kindergartner going to Highland because all their other children are at Highland. So, I mean, everyone has different ideas of what that means to them, but I know that Dr. Berquist will be there, so if people have any other questions after that meeting, they certainly can meet with him afterwards or contact him or contact myself. And we just want people to get all the information they need to feel comfortable about that transition. So this is, again, not only a transition for the kids, but also a transition for parents. Often we have parents sitting in the Kindergarten Roundup meeting whose first child is heading into kindergarten. This whole school journey is very new to them. Sending their child to school may be totally new to them. With that comes anxiety probably and just a lot of questions. And we want people to feel comfortable that after Kindergarten Roundup that they know that we're here for them and that we're here to help them through that transition and answer any questions that they may have.
And surely even for the parents who have done that before, you know, there's still going to be questions and there's changes that, you know, every single school year, it's not the same, right? So I'm sure even the parents that have done it, you know, maybe at least once or twice or multiple times, they have just as many questions sometimes as the first time parents.
Sometimes they do. And then it's those parents who are sending their last child to kindergarten that are kind of celebrating during Kindergarten Roundup. It's kind of cute to watch the reactions of parents when we're talking about who has a child that's your first child going to kindergarten, who has their last child. The reaction is usually very different, kind of like we've been here, we've done this before. But you're right, the difference between what we've done before and what we're doing this year is a transition to a new school as well. So yes, everyone has their own level of concern when it comes to those things. And again, I think Kindergarten Roundup is a great place to come to get some of those questions answered.
And it feels like at the genesis of this, it's just comfort, making sure that the students are comfortable, the teachers, the, you know, all the staff really are comfortable with all the, you know, incoming kindergartners, the parents as well. And it's just providing that sense of comfort.
It really is. It helps people get to know us better. They may not know anything about us, but we hope after kindergarten roundup that they see that we are a professional group of people who care about our kids. And I think that really comes out loud and clear by the people that will talk to you. So, for instance, I have a parent testimonial here. And the parent said, "We were torn as to whether we should keep our son in preschool for a second year or bump him up to kindergarten. We took a chance and moved forward to kindergarten, hoping that we made the right decision and knowing he would be the youngest in the class. And we are so grateful we did. He has learned so much in the last year, moving from just identifying letters to actual reading and even doing math problems. He has been thriving both socially and academically, and we could not be happier with our kindergarten experience. Thank you to all the staff and teachers who make learning such an enjoyable experience for both parents and students. We are forever thankful." So we get to hear lots of great things from parents too about their experience, and we want parents to hear what other parents have said about the program, because they're kind of living in the same world when they send their child to kindergarten.
Especially those first-time parents.
Sure.
And that's just one of the multiple testimonials that will be read at Roundup, right?
Correct.
How can people submit those testimonials?
Usually the teachers will contact their parents to see if they would write something. That's where we've gotten most of our testimonials from, people who decided that they wanted to write something. So, and there's several. We usually pick about five of them just because we hope that at least people will read those. You know, if you get too many, then, people's time is important and they may not go through all of them. So, but yeah, they're pretty eye-opening even for staff, because staff do not always hear what parents are thinking about their experience. So it's always fun for teachers and staff to hear what parents say about their experience at Washington School, because we work really hard to make it this caring, safe, trusting environment where kids can learn and grow. And you always hope that you're doing that, but the testimonials show that goal is really being met with many of our families.
And also recently the sign up for preschool letters, that's going to be going out this week as well.
Correct. So if you have a 3 or 4 year old, actually a 3 year old that is 3 by September 1 of 2024, then they are eligible to enter our program. So we are taking registrations for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds before they enter kindergarten. So these are children ages 3 to 5 years old before they enter kindergarten. So the letter basically has a registration survey in it, and we offer half day and full day programs. Half day programs for 3 and 4 year olds, and full day programs for 4 and 5 year olds. And we run 154 days during the school year. Our calendar pretty much matches the calendar for the rest of the Crookston Public Schools. It's very affordable because we do receive scholarship money through Pathways 2 grants and voluntary pre-K grants. And so that helps us to reduce the cost for people. We also implement scholarships on a sliding fee, and those are available to students that are not kindergarten eligible. And this ensures that all families are able to participate in school readiness and not be denied access for inability to pay. We want quality preschool programming to be available to every family. So if you did not receive a registration survey this week, once we get them mailed out, so early next week, please contact us, because then we don't have you on our list. The lists fill up fast in the last couple of years with the childcare shortage. And so when you complete the survey, we do collect them based on the date that we receive them. And then completing this survey will put your child on a list for a spot in school readiness, but they will find out on June 14th, by June 14th, if their child actually has a spot. Again, school readiness full registration would be on that Thursday, August 15th date, like the all school registration day. Families would still need to come to that registration day to fully register and complete all the paperwork and transportation information and everything that they would need. So yes, we're starting to take registrations for our school readiness program.
So it's a very busy week, not just for the kindergartners, but also for the preschoolers
right.
as well.
It's a busy time of year because people are starting to think about, what do I do with my child next year? Do I send them to preschool? Do I send them to daycare? Do I, you know, what do we do with them? So people start thinking about that. And so the last 2 years, our school readiness classrooms have filled up before the end of June, which wasn't typical prior to those 2 years. So I would just recommend that people get these registrations in as soon as possible, so that it allows you to at least get on that list early to reserve a spot for next fall.
Well, Denise, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. And again, Kindergarten Roundup, that'll be on April 10th. And again, the time of that?
It's from 3:30 to 4:30, with registration starting at 3:15.
All right. And then everyone has a preschool eligible kids, be aware for some letters coming out this week. And you mentioned contact if, you know, there's any issues. What's a good way to contact the school?
The number that you could reach us at would be 218-281-5078.
All right. Well, Denise, thank you very much for joining us once again. And, well, good luck this week with everything going on, and also this upcoming, you know, closing out this school year, getting ready for next school year. Very busy time of the year, and thank you very much
yes,
for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So that was Denise Oliver from Washington School of the Principal, and on our Valley Talk program.